Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight, and hopefully you guys are doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm not doing great. I'm not doing bad at all. I do better every day, but it's like I'm not quite getting there to perfection. So y'all keep praying for me. All right. And we will continue to do what we do and believe God with his people. For what they need, to meet your needs and to bring a blessing to you, maybe in ways you've never seen before. I believe we're in a new season where we're going to see things, God's going to do things in ways we've never seen before, at least our generation. It's in the Bible, but so it's very, very interesting. Yeah. And just because we've never seen it in our generation doesn't mean that it's passed away or that it's not God or whatever. Right? Yeah, I think most of us know that. But, so we are believing God for that to come and move on into this new 2022. Yesterday was 2/22. Interesting. Didn't have anything special happen on that day or anything, but it's just kind of cool. Maybe some of you guys did. If you did, let me know. I'd love to hear it. Okay. We're going to do communion tonight. We're going to partially work on people who have been involved in witchcraft in their past life, or psychics, or any of that kind of thing, Ouija boards, that kind of stuff. When I was about 10 or 11, something like that, a friend of mine had a Ouija board. And you know what? Something weird happened, scared me after that. After that, I never messed with it again. It just scared me. But that's the only thing I think I've had contact with in that area, but never saw a psychic, never got involved in any kind of witchcraft or anything. But I know a lot of people have, and so, you know, the Bible talks about such were some of you, right? That's what Paul said. And such were some of you. He left off this big list of no-nos and bad stuff, and he says, such were some of you, but you are no longer that way. So tonight we're going to take communion to maybe disengage, if you have any kind of engagement with that, maybe not on purpose, of course, but where pressure comes or things go on, maybe if that's in still connected to that, any kind of fashion, of course, not on purpose, not deliberately and willfully, but just in case there's any kind of tentacle, any kind of connection at all, we're going to take communion over that tonight, that God will, you know, disconnect you. I have people that contact me quite regularly that have issues with that. Feel like they're being oppressed by psychics that they had work to do with in their life, right? Yeah, so, and this is brothers and sisters. So we want to try to engage in a specific communion for that tonight. All right, hang on a second. There we go. All right, thank you for giving. Thanks for thinking about us in your offerings and your givings. Whether you give your tithe here or your offerings here, we thank you for that, obeying the Lord and all that. And, all right, let me think here just a second. I'm working on some things. All All right. Okay. So we're going to look at James just a little bit tonight, and a scripture that probably most of you are familiar with. We're going to look at that a little bit tonight. Hang on a second. Let me go there. All right, James 1:18, 1:8. We're talking about, how do you miss your blessings? How do you get your blessings, keep your blessings, your treasures? How do you walk in them? How do you stay in them? And so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. We're going to hit it a little bit as regular as possible. There's so many different scriptures we could use to hit this, but all right. Let's just read verse, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Now, what would you need patience for? Yeah. That's where the enemy's going to hit you up. Going to hit you up in the patience realm. And it causes you to lose patience. You're going to get impatient, right, with it not happening or whatever. And me, you, all of us, you know, that's why we need to have the Word of God. And brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, right, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So when you fall into various trials, learning how to count it joy or understanding that, you know, thanking God that you're being tested because it's producing patience. The only way we're going to get patience here is knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So your faith being tested produces patience. Patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, I tell you, this is a pretty powerful word when it says that you may be perfect and complete by letting patience have its perfect work. Lacking nothing. Wow, isn't that cool? That is really cool. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall, stumble into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, for the enemy is going to try to get you to give up. The only way he can stop the promises from coming to pass and distract you is through getting you to lose your patience. Now watch what it says on here about patience, how important this is. But let patience have its perfect work. So you can let patience have a perfect work in you, that you may be perfect and complete. So when we let patience have its perfect work, it's a perfection thing goes on, and a completion, that God begins to perfect us and complete us, lacking nothing. So patience is a really, really big thing. That when you walk in it, when you live in it, the enemy can't distract you and take you away from your blessings because you're going like, I'm not going to lose my patience. Yeah, I'm going to count these trials. I'm going to count them all joy, difficult as they may be. I'm not laughing about it. I may be crying a little bit, but I'm going to count it joy because I'm learning that the testing of my faith produces patience. Wow. Then you got to let patience have its perfect work. So when patience starts working through you, friend, in every area of your life, not one area of your life will lack anything. But why? Because you never give up. You learn how to be patient. You learn that when you plant a flower, the flower may produce flower seed that you plant may take a few weeks to produce a flower, produce its first flower, but it's pretty quick, right? But if you become impatient and whatever, you know, it just kind of messes up the whole process. So you have to understand the process of how God does things so that you can become patient. Amen. You have to, you know, faith with works. Faith with works produces blessing, produces no lack. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. So this thing about rejoicing, counting it all joy, when you fall into various trials, the testing of your faith will produce patience. So what produces patience, number one? The testing of your faith. That produces the patience. And then once the patience is there, you learn how to work it into your life. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. So this is a really big thing. It's amazing. So that you may be perfect. You don't see that too much. What's the perfection coming from? Right. Patience. And then once you successfully go through your trials and you have produced patience, you have to produce that patience. And the only way to get patience, true patience from God, is through the testing of your faith. Yeah. You get tempted to do all kinds of things, don't yield. You get tested, you get tried. Let just rejoice. Count it all joy. Knowing that this test you're going through of your faith is going to produce patience, and patience is one of the most major things you can have in your life, because that's what keeps you from quitting, giving up. It gives you the ability to endure, because the enemy's going to come at you in every way. That's why this is such a big deal. He's going to come at you in every way to get you to quit and give up. Yeah. So in other words, you're not born with patience. You're not born again with patience. But we see here what produces patience, right? The testing of your faith, various trials. And then if you don't learn how to count them all joy, that means that you're not producing patience. And without patience, you're going to fall apart, friend. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You will fall apart. You can only last so long in your own patience. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, what produces patience? The testing of your faith. That's the only thing that produces patience. So then, once produced, you let it have its perfect work in you. That you may be perfect. In other words, you're not going to lack in anything. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, having no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that person suppose that they will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Is he talking to heathen here? He's talking to Christians. He's teaching brothers and sisters. He said the reason a lot of people produce any fruit or never actually end up with anything is because they're double-minded. They have no patience, so when things start going weird, they jump back and forth. They hide it maybe, keep people from knowing about it, but they jump back and forth. And then they complain to the Lord, you know, why am I not receiving anything from you? Don't let that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, anything. That's scary, friend. That'll put the reverential fear and awe of God in all of us. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything. And that's the reverential fear and awe of God wrapped up in it. You see that? He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So in other words, he's a Christian. He's a virgin. But he's not using wisdom. He's not a wise virgin. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally without reproach. It will be given to you, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And this is what we've been talking about, friend, is that the treasures. You think you're going to enter into the treasures when you're hopping all over the place? In your mind, in your soul? Every time you go through a test, you just, like, freak out and ask God to deliver you out of it instead of go through it? I've talked about that many times with me. I think I still do it subconsciously. I'll be there when I get out of this one. The Lord told me one time, he said, I don't want to get you out of it. I want to take you through it. I want you to learn something through it. I want to produce patience in you, Randy. If you don't have patience, patience is a supernatural endowment of God, fruit of the Holy Spirit, whatever, that will keep you. It will keep you. And it's not just in you automatically. It's produced by counting it all joy when you fall into various trials. What does it say? Brother, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing. See, here's what God's wanting us to know tonight. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Listen, I failed at this so many times, it's unbelievable. And there's sometimes I do really good, and there's sometimes I don't. In the areas that I don't, I never produce any fruit. God never gives me anything in those areas. You're only going to receive from the Lord when we're not double-minded, right? Patience keeps us from being double-minded, right? Patience allows you to maintain your faith in God, believing God. He's going to watch over you. He's observing everything you're going through. Treating you maybe unjustly or with injustice, or not treating you fair. He sees all that. It's a trial. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't, go do things legally and that kind of thing. Nothing wrong with that, right? But you do it with joy. You do it with knowing that, this trial you're going through, the purpose of it is to produce patience. And when you walk in patience, your double-mindedness just kind of goes away, because you don't go back and forth and back and forth. I've got a lot of areas in my life I still go back and forth on, especially the ones where, I've always had that issue, I used to always have certain things that went on with people in my life, with money, with different things. And, until I learned to rejoice when money was taken away from me, what I thought was unfair, unjust, when I learned to counter joy and forgive them, there's nothing wrong with going after what belongs to you. But when it's not coming, when they're not going to do anything about it, nothing's going on, then you have to work at things sometimes for a season. And the Lord told me, he said, you're not going to get that. That's not coming. That's not going to be yours. He said, forgive them. But this wasn't. This was a business deal. And a ministry business deal of all things. So when I finally learned to quit going back and forth with my bitterness and my unforgiveness, going through that even recently with some situations, So it's not that we just overcome it and that's it. We work through it. We let God, we learn to, I'm in a trial. So I'm supposed to count it all joy. I'm knowing this trial, I'm going to count it joy. If I count it joy, I'm going to know that this test is going to produce faith, patience. And when you walk in patience, the patience of God, the patience of the Holy Spirit, when you let it have its perfect work in you, friend, you're going to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. This is a really big thing. We could just camp around this thing for a long time. This is really huge, really big. So the point I wanted to bring tonight is that you, me, whoever they are, God is not a respecter of persons, and you're being honest about it and telling God what's going on, then as long as you're not rejoicing, not counting it joy, not seeing it as a trial, but as the devil just taking over your life and whatever it is, right, instead of seeing it as a trial. So when you don't count it joy, friend, you lose your patience. And when you lose your patience, you want to start whacking people. And if anybody's going to whack anybody, let God whack them. So don't ask him to. Try not to. Ask him to. And God does whack people out there, I guarantee you. If they curse you, he will definitely deal with them. But no doubt about it. But they have to be cursing you, not just upset with you and mad at you. All right, so the whole point with all this is tonight is that a double-minded man is unstable enough. He's not going to receive anything from the Lord. So people don't receive their treasures, though they belong to them. The treasure belongs to you right now. It's yours. It doesn't matter how much money you give. It doesn't matter how much you go to church. It doesn't matter how much you read the Bible. But if you're not counting it joy when you go through your trials, knowing that it's going to produce patience and that patience is give you the ability to maintain with God, and you're just going to keep receiving nothing from the Lord. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to read the Word of God to you. You're not going to receive anything. But when you do let patience have its work, you don't lack anything. So it's a test. It's God takes us from one area of our life to the other. And then sometimes it kind of turns right back around and goes back to that first area and goes back at it again to retest it again. Right, because the purer our patience is, the more we live in no lack, lacking nothing. Scripture says, "Perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Right. Okay, so we're talking about wisdom. Verse 5 talks about wisdom. If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally, without reproach, and it will be given to him. But, you know, you have to have some faith, right? No doubting. And, all right. So this is kind of part of the treasure teachings, the reward system of God. You're wondering why you're not getting rewards. Rewards are things that come to you to provide for your, you know, your future business, your future, whatever you got going on. You know, it's for your rewards are not just to give you something to pad your pocket with cash. And that's what it's taking to do your business or do your the will of God in your life. Right? Yeah. It can just simply bring you favor with the right people. I mean, when you got walking favor, and favor is a lot better than money, though that's the next thing in line. Right? Right. Or provision is the next thing in line. So there you go. Well, let's get ready to rumble. I want to touch on that with you tonight and kind of share with you what God's teaching me. You know, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, and then from then on, patience just takes over. And wow, you end up in, you know, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That's just a hard one to just go, oh, I don't think I need that one, right? We need that one. That's a big one. It's the very thing the enemy does. He tries the saints. He wears them out. I think in the book of Daniel says that Satan wears the saints out. So you're not going to not only take care of yourself physically, you know, because you can run out of patience in your physical body if you run out of strength, right? But you rejoicing in your trials, being perfected, because it produces patience. And you see, patience, friend, isn't something like, oh God, I got to hang on, man, I got to hang on. No, it produces in you the ability to stay with God. To not budge, to not be double-minded. You may be, if you're being double-minded and you're calling it something else, don't deceive yourself, right? Because if you deceive yourself, then you're not going to fix it. God wants us to fix this. So when you walk in patience, the enemy cannot get you to jump off the rock, right? Because patience, and it's only produced through counting all joy in your various trials. It's the only way it is produced, friend. It is not an automatic gift or fruit of the Spirit. That's what it says right here, that the testing of faith may produce patience. Even if you have patience in you, you know, at all, and you get born again by the Holy Spirit, then it's not activated or put into action or strengthened or multiplied or increased until you and I learn to count it all joy and you fall into various trials. All right. Okay. That's it for now. If you want to give tonight, you can do that. Some of you are losing patience. Welcome to the community. I've done it too. And God has to, like, you know, share with me that the enemy, the only way the enemy can stop us is to knock us out of our position. Knock us out of our position. All right, if he can knock you out of your position, then you lose. You're double-minded. You don't receive anything from the Lord. You just think God would be merciful and nice anyway, right? But we have to live in reality, friend. We've got to sober up with our faith. There you go. Okay, awesome. Yep, that's the whole thing with patience. Patience is the supernatural ability to, it gives you the ability to see through the strategies of the enemy, and you know what he's doing. You know that he's trying to unseat you. He's trying to move you out of your position, getting you to give it up. Because he knows that if he can't give you to give it up, you're going to get everything you need. You're not going to lack anything. So that's why patience is so powerful. It gives you the power to see, to know. It gives you the power to stand. And it's supernatural power. It's not your own patience. Your own patience can do good for a while, and then it falls apart, right? That's what mine does. My own patience always gives me nothing from God. But the patience that's produced through the Holy Spirit, through counting it all joy when you fall into various trials. Yeah. So you've been going back and forth and back and forth. Right? It's okay. Once you get it lined out, all those blessings that haven't been able to come to you, they're going to come to you. Those are going to be restored to you. Once you learn how to walk in the patience of the Lord, where the enemy can't unseat you from your place of authority, right, where you're double-minded, then everything that has been belonging to you for years will just show up. It'll just show up. Your blessings never go away. The enemy knows that your blessings never go. God didn't give them to, oh, yeah, you know, let's just take them away from them. There's some situations like that, but it's out of fear. Well, the one servant got the talent, and God says, take it away from him, give it to the others. You know, God knows that we're learning. He knows that we don't know how to do this. He knows that we're like little children. You can't blame a little child for not knowing everything, right? So that's the way God looks at us. He looks at us as sheep, dumb. So he tries to give us wisdom and patience. And so when you learn to walk in that patience, then God can trust you with the things that he's been trying to get to you for a long time. They'll start flooding in, I guarantee you, because in this particular case, you never lose them. They're there. It's part of your inheritance, right? And your inheritance from Christ is amazing, and he never takes that away from you. The thing is that if you don't walk in patience and stand your ground in the Holy Spirit, then you never actually get it sent to you, right? Because you can become unstable. Yeah. All righty then. Okay. Remember communion tonight? We're going to be doing... For those who have had, one of the things we're going to be dealing with, are those who have had past connections with psychics and witchcraft and that kind of thing, any of the dark arts, I told you I had a Ouija board thing when I was about 10 or 11, and I really felt something happen with it, and it scared the daylights out of me, and I felt evil. I mean, I remember that. I was thinking about that today. I literally felt evil in that thing, and I thought the devil was in that thing. That's what I said in my mind. The devil's in that thing. Yeah. And I ran from it. Thank God. But even then, you need to be cleansed from that stuff if you haven't been. You may not have anything to do with practicing, of course. You know better. But if there's any connections, any tentacles that are attached to you, keeping you in bondage, when you get ready to get your breakthrough, it's like it hits you and the controlling spirit tries to get you to control everything and instead of giving it over to God. How do I know about that one? Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Yes, I do. Okay. Yeah, give me just a minute. I'm going to take just a little break here. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to share a couple things I found out. I always try to share everything when I learn something. I try to share it with you guys. Y'all know I'm kind of a scientist, right? I'm a scientist at heart. I try God all the time. I experiment. And I test God. I test the things of God. It's amazing. I think he just loves it. What do you do? I think he enjoys it. I want to prove things, not out of doubt, right? But I want to know myself. Okay. I'm going to share some of you guys I learned. Y'all know that I was having trouble with my voice. Like, I'm kind of having a little bit of trouble with it tonight. But now that I know what it is, I've already taken care of it partially. And that is that it's not because your throat is sore, or at least mine. I can't say this is the same for everybody. But, when I was going through all that stuff, gargling lemon juice and honey and just doing some of the things you guys recommended. And my friends said, use some saline and, put it up your nostrils and in your sinuses and let it sit there. I did that. That did a little bit of good. But what happened was one night I was out shopping and man, all of a sudden it's like my throat was going bye-bye. And fever was trying to hit me, and suddenly I don't even know how I did it, by the grace of God, but somehow or another out of the back of my throat, where your sinuses, I guess your sinuses drain right through there, I sneezed or did something, I can't remember what I did, and this big, hard, yeah, y'all have to forgive me for saying this is going to be gross for some of you. This big, hard mucus. You know how mucus gets hard and like really hard. It's not soft and flowing. It's hard. Hard like hard. And that came out. And I'm telling you, my throat completely changed instantaneously. And the fever went away instantaneously. It's almost like that hardened mucus up in the back of my throat was what was causing my voice to do that and was making me have fever, I guess, because it gets up in there, I guess, and it just kind of hardens and expands your sinuses in ways that's not supposed to be expanded. And when that came out of me, I mean, instantly, my voice instantly returned to normal. instantly. I started losing my voice a little bit tonight before the show. I still have a little bit of thing going on, but I was losing it pretty good. And did the same thing, and sure enough, that hard mucus come out and changed my voice, you know, 80%. There's still, you know, stuff up in there. I'm not grossing y'all out too bad. I'm just kind of, I'd like to tell you what I learned. I share it freely with you. But that was really it. And what really did it was, partially was the lemon and the honey, mainly the lemon. I kind of gargled lemon, and I guess it got up in there a little bit. And when I gargled that lemon, I don't see much freedom, yeah. I know. Sorry. That's funny. Yeah. And so, but man, I'm telling you, y'all, it was amazing. I couldn't, yeah, I love you too. I couldn't believe it. It was just like, wow. Yeah, and what reminded me of it tonight is that I had another same experience. And that hard mucus came out of, you know, my sinus back there into my throat. And, you know, of course, I spit it out, but it's just, it was hard. And I was losing my voice. I mean, right now, it's just a little bit still. I can still feel there's a little bit of hard stuff up in there. It's not much as it was a while ago or 30 minutes ago. But, y'all, that was a new thing I learned. And lemon, if you can get lemon up in there when you're losing your voice or you're, you know, if you can get that hard stuff out of there, believe me, the fever will go away. At least it did for me. And because the fever is just trying to heal that expansion of your sinuses. And when that stuff comes out, man, it's like, my gosh, it was amazing. All right, sorry if I grossed you out a little bit, but I'd love to share everything with you that I learned, if I learned something new. Like I said, I'm a scientist, and I don't want to get too gross and tell you what I did scientific work on, testing on, but a lot of it had to do, some of it had to do with lemon, saline, and coconut oil, as far as this particular situation. And lemon juice was the most powerful dissolvent that I found that you can drink or you can partake of. It will dissolve that stuff out of your sinuses. You know, if you can pour it down your nose a little bit, find a real, you know, light solution of lemon juice and lean over backwards over your couch or something and pour it up in there. And better saline. Saline's really good. Saline's the first thing I use. And so it loosened it up, man. I'm telling you, it was amazing. I never had a clue that's what the problem. I've had lost my voice and had sore throats. But I had a sore throat too. I was having a sore throat and my voice was going out. When that left me, I mean, it left, that whole thing was gone instantaneously. The sore throat, the loss of my voice, and the fever I was feeling, making me feel like I was sick. Yeah. All right. Y'all still love me, right? Okay, I think you do. All right. Okay. All right, let's get ready to take the communion. I've got mine here. And we can take that together. You want to give tonight? You don't have the link for that. Just send me a little text at 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. And I will send you that link so that you can, if you want to give tonight through PayPal, you can do that. We also have a way for you to give on your, if you go to your app store on your phone, you can download an app that we have. It's free. And look up Randy Chandler on your app store. It'll have a little thing. The app doesn't actually have my name on it. It has PGN on it, but it's kind of a bluish with a red ring ring around it. And you'll see that PGN. and you can listen to the show there. You can give there if you want. It's a place you can give. It's a whole other setup, so you might have to set up an account. I'm not sure how you do that exactly, but some people say it's easier, so whatever. All right, I'm getting my communion going here. Okay, hang on a second. All right, let's lift up the bread tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for setting people free tonight. We're going to pray over people who have been involved in witchcraft and all kinds of the arts before in their life. I know a lot of people that have been. Several people here on PGN have had issues with that. And we want to pray that we disconnect. We want to try to believe God. We're going to believe God tonight to disconnect you from any of that, if you have any of that left. We may do this several times, I don't know, to completely disconnect you if you have any, unknowing, not knowing what's up, that God will disconnect you and cleanse you and wash you of that if there's anything left in there. All right, so we lift up. It's not just for those people, but it is, we want to specify for those people because I've been dealing with it a lot the last few years. All right, so Paul the Apostle says, "For I received from the Lord, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, took bread, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's partake, friend. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, sweet Jesus, that we break your bread, break your body, your broken body. We partake of your broken body tonight. Thank you that it was broken for us so we could get revelation of the Father, be one with him, be sons and daughters of God. We thank you for that, Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, tonight we lift up those that have been in many and many years ago, whatever, got connected to, just thought it was going to be fun, thought it'd be exciting, thought it'd be cool. Nobody taught them it was bad. Got caught up into witchcraft and got caught up into seances and psychics and all that kind of thing. It just seemed harmless to them. It's just like another thing, right? God. Some people just say it's just God. Well, it's not the Lord Jesus, God, that's for sure. So we thank you, Lord, that we lift them up tonight and we cut every soul tie with every psychic you've ever listened to, with every person that's connected to the dark arts, witchcraft, voodoo. We speak over you cleansing and washing, and we take the sword of the Spirit, cut away every tentacle that could possibly be left from any of that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. cannot be upon God's people. These people are the holy seed of God, the holy ones of Israel, because of his blood, because of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Jesus, right now that I declare them cleansed and whole and free from that darkness, free from any tentacles, free from any leftovers from that stuff that's hidden in the name of Jesus. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. And you are released from your sins, the sins of witchcraft and psychics and that whole dark realm. In the name of Jesus, you are set free now by the blood of Jesus. Come out, devil. Loosen God's people. These are God's people. Jesus owns them. You cannot have them. They belong. They have covenant with Jesus. We're celebrating the covenant of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Cleanse and wash by your precious blood. Hallelujah. Deliver. Set free. Make new. Restore. New fellowship with Jesus. New fellowship with the Holy Spirit. New fellowship with the Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray for everyone. If you need healing tonight, just thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue flowing through your body tonight as it goes through our body. Your blood as it goes through our body, in the name of Jesus, to cleanse us and wash us of all of our sins, changing little by little, day by day, as our mind gets renewed, we receive the engrafted DNA of Jesus, through his flesh, through his body. In Jesus' name, be cleansed and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be completed in God. Hallelujah. You are forgiven and restored to Jesus all the way. 100%. Nothing left. Nothing remains. Only Jesus. Amen. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father. Fill those who have not been filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill them with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and power in Jesus' name so they can live above all that stuff without even being successfully tempted. Because of the power of God in their life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. All right. Give me just a moment here. All right, Veronica, I saw your $100 in Zelle. Thank you for that. God bless you. Veronica Mike, sorry. Yeah, I wrote down Veronica Mike. All right, I'm getting it little by little. Thank you. As I'm getting things loaded up here. Thank you for your giving tonight. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Okay, give me just a minute. I'm going through some stuff, looking at. Make sure I don't miss any offerings tonight. Okay, thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to be praying over offerings now, so let's get ready for that. Yeah, okay. All right, let's start praying. Thank you, Lord, for your offerings and for your tithes that come in tonight, God, through your people. You bless them and encourage them. Impart your wealth expectation in their life, God, where they will expect whatever they need to supply their needs. We thank you for Tanisha, $2.22. Thank you, Tanisha. We thank you, Lord, for a special advisor, special advisement. Some type of special advisement you're going to give or get or something. I don't know, God's going to give you some kind of special advisement. That's the word I'm getting, special advisement, special advisor. You're going to be doing this, or I don't know what that is. I'm just hearing that word. So I thank you, Jesus, for I know that you have that ability in you to bring advice and special advisement. But God's imparted something to you that he's going to use, increase, and multiply. It's going to not only come to you, but you're going to be used to give special advice. Special advice. You know, not just like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, so thank you, Jesus. It's kind of like special miracles, I guess. Miracles and special miracles. I thank you, Lord, for that special advisement. When you advise us, when we ask for wisdom, and you advise us on wisdom, then we'll receive that. Wisdom is like, from God, is like special advisement, right? Now, why I got that particular word, I don't know, special advisement. Let me look that up. Special advisement. Hang on a second. Special Programs Advisors, College of Science, Special Advisor Definition. Here we go. I don't know anything about this. I'm just reading to you what I'm getting. Special Advisor means any person or entity other than a tribal council, ad hoc committee, appointed by the tribal council to investigate an allegation of unethical conduct against a tribal council member. The tribal council may contract with an outside entity or person to be the special advisor. Okay, I don't have a clue what that means. All right, at a press conference, State Department special advisor for nonprofit nonproliferation and arms control, Robert Einhorn, acknowledged U.S. concerns that China's companies would benefit from sanctions taking over deals abandoned by other foreign companies. Yeah, so yeah, special advisors. I just can't get a clue ahead on what that is, but okay, let's go back and look a little more here. We'll find something that will connect. I'm giving recommendations. Let me go back here one more time and look at this. Definition. Or some kind of something to special advisors shall have the meaning ascribed to it in the registration statement, the state statutory, I'm just reading this right, prospectus, special advisor means any person or entity other than a tribal council, you know, means any person or entity other than a tribal council, the outside of any person, okay, to investigate an allegation. Yeah, I don't know, maybe, I was going to investigate some stuff. Thank you, Jesus. I can't even get on that one. But thank you, Lord, for Tanisha. Father, thank you for that, for the will of God being done, Father, that she's like learning what I'm learning tonight about patience. Patience only comes from rejoicing in our trials. And as we do that, patience is produced. When patience is produced, you can't fail. And I thank you, Lord, that you're giving her that supernatural patience realm. Supernatural patience. Hallelujah. You just got the first word of teaching tonight, so I guess that's what's going on with that. All right, Karen, $5. Thank you, Lord, for Karen. Thank you, Father, for Karen. We thank you for that $5. We thank you, Jesus, that you are in invitation. God is inviting you to take some. Actually, do take some of that. All right. Karen, so God, breaking down things so you can understand them, take them from mysteries to things that you can grasp. You know, Jesus spoke in parables. Nobody really ever understood what he was saying. They all acted like they did. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I don't have a clue. And that was kind of a general thing with him. I mean, most people just did not understand what he said when he taught in parables. And every once in a while, he would make it plain to his disciples. And so I see God, working on making things plain to you where you can understand how to approach things, how to deal with things, how to pray about things, giving you the understanding on how to know what to do. Wisdom, really. I guess wisdom might be a good way to say that. Anyone ask wisdom, God will give it to them, right? Because wisdom, when it comes from God, it always counteracts the wisdom of man. Man thinks that they're so smart. Let me tell you something. When they come against the wisdom of God, when we use the wisdom of God, oh, yeah. Ain't nothing like it. Wisdom of God always supersedes and counteracts the strategies of hell. Believe me. Yeah, for sure. Karen, so thank you for that. All right, Andrea. Thank you, Andrea, for that $5. Thank you, Jesus, for the fruit of the land, Father. She's going to start seeing the fruit of the land, the fruit of her labors, the fruit of her belief, the fruit of her, I believe that there's going to be a famine of the word. The prophetic word, I think it's going to be a real famine of the prophetic word of the Lord. Yeah, a lot of words. There's not going to be a lot of words, a lot of things floating around everywhere. But there's going to be a famine of the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord. And God's going to show you how to tap into, more and more the word of the Lord and what God is saying. And and walking in that. I just see you eating fruit, like the promised land fruit type thing, where it's like you actually seeing where God has brought some things to pass. Maybe you didn't realize it. Maybe you didn't quite catch it. Maybe you didn't understand it. Possibly, I don't know. But so that it will open your eyes and strengthen you to know that God is hearing your prayers, that God is producing fruit in your life. No doubt about it. Amen. That can produce, he wants to produce a lot more fruit. Sometimes God prunes us when he only prunes us when we're bearing fruit. If you're not bearing fruit, he didn't prune us. But when we're bearing fruit, he prunes us back, and so we can bear a lot more fruit. So that's kind of what I'm seeing with you. It's like God's really opening your eyes to that, the fruit in your life, and how to increase it. All right, Nicole, $7.77. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole has our shows on, Terrence and Tanisha have shows on Wednesdays and Sundays. And Nicole has shows on Sunday now. Talk about it a little bit right now because we're not used to having shows around noon on Sunday. So I send out sometimes a couple of times because most people are not used to it, letting you know that Nicole's on around noon, Central Standard Time, Texas time. And one of our new hosts teaching on the Book of Revelation, the secrets of the book, and how to break it down and all that. I listened to the whole show last week. And I wasn't able to call in because I had background noise going on. So, but I let her know that I had some great questions I'd like to ask. So I'm going to be asking them, and then in the next week or so, however long it takes, we're going to get on there, and she's going to answer them for me. All right. So thank you, Lord, for Nicole. We thank you, Jesus, for the wisdom you're giving her, Father, for the fact she stepped out and stepped out on the boat into the water. How you're going to honor her faith, Father, and activate her faith, add to her faith, multiply her faith, increase her faith, and cause her faith to come into a new actions. There you go. Come into some new actions. Some new actions. Wow. So in other words, producing more fruit. Yeah. New actions. God doing the new actions, you know. Faith produces new actions. Cool. New actions. That's pretty cool. All right, Cheryl, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Cheryl. Not the Florida Cheryl, but we have a couple of Cheryls. But the other Cheryl, our friend, thank you, Lord, for Cheryl. We thank you, Lord, for that $10. We thank you, Jesus, for blessing her, Father, for the heart you've given her, Father, that she not give up or give in, that she keeps her focus on Jesus more and more all the time, where her focus is on the Lord and not on the things of the world. Because I've had so many words come to pass right in the middle of everybody telling me that ain't going to happen. I'm talking about people that were well-known people. And I said, that ain't going to happen. And it happened. And so I almost, like, gave in. I almost, you know, I said, God, I know I heard from you, but, you know. So not giving in, not giving over, Cheryl, is everything. And so God's really imparting to you the ability to endure and have patience and keeping your eyes on Jesus. That's what I had to do in this situation. I just kept my eyes on Jesus. I go, Lord, I know you spoke to me. That was keeping my eyes on Jesus. Lord, I know you spoke to me. That was keeping my eyes on Jesus. Well, I know you said that to me. I don't, maybe I misunderstood it, but you spoke to me. I kept my eyes on Jesus. Right? I might have questioned that I misunderstood him, and couldn't find out I didn't. And so that started happening quite regularly in my life. So learning to have patience, and it helps you keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank God. I have had very little of that in my life, and thank God for the Holy Spirit and for teaching me how to joyfully go through my trials. Not that I'd be all happy about it, but I learned to quit complaining. Number one, I would used to complain, oh God, I'll be glad when I get through with this one, man. I'll be glad when I get out of this one. I'll be glad when I get out of this one. You know, how many of y'all said that? I don't know, maybe nobody, but I did. I think everybody said it. I'll be glad when I get out of this one. We're just going to hope I'm going to get out of it, you know. And the Lord's going, I don't want you to get out of it. I want you to go through it. Because I'm producing patience in you. And that's going to save your life. Wow. Awesome. All right, Mark Davis, 22:22. He says, pray for me. We just thank you, Jesus, that you will strengthen Mark's heart. Everything's about the heart, Mark. As you know, everything is about the heart and what we do in our hearts. And, you know, sometimes people can't see what's in our hearts. Sometimes we have to ask God to help show others what's in our hearts. And but everything, what we believe and how we believe comes from, with the heart, man believeth, the scripture says in Romans 10, I think it says it. With the heart, man believeth. And so God's showing you how to believe with the heart, man. That's where true faith is. That's where true strength is. And that's where true victory is. Is believing from the heart. So God, strengthen Mark's heart, God. Give him strength to go through this difficult time he's going through. You know, Joshua entered into the leadership role, and he needed encouragement big time. God knew it. He knew that he was in fear. That's wrong with being in fear. It's just don't maintain the fear. Don't live in that fear. And so God had to encourage him. He had to strengthen him. He had to tell him, you know, be encouraged. Because he was fearful. Right, it's without God, we can't do it, man. God strengthened his heart, Mark. Strengthened his heart. God, do it again. Do it again, in Mark. Do it again. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Save, deliver, bless. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sally from UK, London, $25. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Lord, for a new confidence and a new energy in your step. God giving you a new energy in your step, a new confidence in God, a new understanding of how what faith really is. I don't know if you're able to hear the teaching tonight, but patience is a really big thing. We think patience is something that we have to have because everything's horrible. So, well, but it has. But when you have the supernatural patience of God, by the fruit of the Spirit, and it always produces through trials and rejoicing in the trial. In other words, not complaining, but thanking God. Okay, thank you, Lord. That's what made Israel never really come out of their situation because they just kept complaining. So what he's saying is when you do that, I become double-minded, which kept me from receiving anything from the Lord for a long time, anything truly successful from God. The Lord said, Ed, my patience that I give you, it's not the same as your own patience. Your own patience is just groaning, let me go, God, give me patience. But when the patience of the Holy Spirit's working, that you've never, it's supernatural strength that you never heard before, or had before. And so it's really, really amazing. And I really believe God is... Angela, thank you, Angela. It's sitting right there. I don't know how I missed it. Thank you for that. So Sally, that's the difference between our patience and God's, and the patience that is produced through our learning not to complain in the midst of our trials. Because complaining, like I said, causes us to be double-minded, and God knows I've done it many times. So rejoicing or counting it joy doesn't mean that you're laughing about it. You're going, oh, boy. But you're going like, okay, God, I'm not asking you to take me out of this. I'm asking you to take me through this. Give me strength. And we depend on him to take us through the trial instead of depending on him to get us out of it. Well, that was a really big one for me and still is sometimes. All right, Angela Lanham, 17:17. Thank you, Angela. I don't know how I went around that, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle realm, God, for the miracle realm. Were you inviting her to the miracle realm? It's like God is drawing you to the waters of miracles, the miracle realm. And you're going to see little miracles here and there. And, I think the last little miracle I remember of, it wasn't really that little, but you called in about your boss. And you were praying for him. You love him in the spirit as a boss. You love him as an employer. And because you did, you called into the show, pray for him. I got a word that I saw God blessing him in the midst of all that. And you said the doctor that he received, that he had gotten in that operation, that heart operation, told him that he believed in God. And so, that was a miracle. That was a miracle. And so every little miracle that you get, sometimes they don't always finish out like we think, but we get a miracle. We thank God for the miracle. We ask God to, show us what he wants us to care for, what he wants us to bless, what he wants us to open up our heart to. Like when you open up your heart to pray for your boss, it's kind of like God guiding you to do that, right? Because you did what God was guiding you to do, God give you a miracle. And that was a huge, to me, I thought it was a huge miracle. But you're going to see a lot of little miracles because you know what, God? He's trying to draw you into the miracle realm. Whether they're little miracles or big miracles, you're going to be thankful for every one of them. And that's going to be the difference between you and, other people and situations. Yeah. All right, Sandra, $30. Thank you, Sandra, for that $30. Thank you, Jesus, for the family of God, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, covenant that you begin to penetrate through Sandra's family, Father, in Jesus' name, in new ways, increase and multiply their faith, increase and multiply their ability to believe you, God, so that so Sandra will have much fruit from her family tree, from her family blessing, the blessing of God's family in her life. Thank you, Jesus, for that right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Let it be done right now. Thank you for cleansing. Thank you for washing. Thank you for making new, in Jesus' name. And thank you for delivering her, God, into this new season of bearing fruit, especially in your family. Seeing them, little changes here. It may just be little bitty changes. But when you see the little changes, to maybe let them know, maybe just thank God for it or whatever you can do, and to really become thankful for every little thing God does and acknowledge it and praise him for it, because we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I thank you, Jesus, for that scripture becoming so real to Sandra, Father. The testimonies you're going to give her, Father, and her family, and in every area, financially, their faith, getting people getting saved, people getting right with God, families coming together, Satan being exposed, all that because of your prayers. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, Angela Joy, $70. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that. We just bless you tonight, Angela. Thank you for your confidence in God, for your belief in God, for your obedience in God, your obedience to the Lord. Well, I thank you that this whole teaching tonight about patience and the realm of patience and the realm of what real patience really does, that it gives us supernatural power. Supernatural power to not fall for the enemy's strategies. Yeah. Amen. Not fall for the enemy's strategies, but to stand up upright with a spinal cord that's full of patience. Right. Yeah. And your mind being girded with patience, with the true patience of the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes things just take time. Sometimes patience allows you to see the process of why this and that hasn't happened yet, because, you know, there's a process. There's a here a little, there a little. And he does things little by little. So thank you, Jesus, for that supernatural realm, God, of your Holy Spirit patience in Angela to endure, to never let go. Never give in. Never. Because of patience. That's what I read tonight in Scripture. All because of patience, man. That is mind-boggling. That, and you let patience have its perfect work, that completes you and makes you perfect. Why? Because you never fail. You never give up. You never give in. You never give in to the devil. You're always, you know, patient. Supernatural patience. A patience, your patience, Peter's patience didn't last very long, right? He's like going, I don't even know who he is. Why? Because his own personal patience ran dry, right? But God's, the Holy Spirit's, it really is the power. Like there's an anointing on you to stand fast in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Martine, 8175. Thank you, Martine, for that. Thank you, Jesus. For Martine tonight, God, we thank you, Lord, for her. Hang on a second. Yeah. Yeah, when all else fails, stand. I thank you, Lord, for giving Martine proof of her faith is in her ability to never give up. The proof of her faith. Amen. The faith of God. Faith of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for increasing and multiplying her financial realm. God, I thank you for in bringing that completion of the full blessing, family blessing, the husband realm, the wife realm, the children, all that stuff in Jesus' name, home, marriage. And Jesus, thank you, Lord, for completing that. It is a covenant promise of God. And I thank you, Jesus, for bringing that to pass in the name of Jesus and bringing it forth right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you adjusted some things recently, and God is going like, I like that. I like that. I like that. So, yeah. So God likes that. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. All right, Nikki and Charles, $75 and then $10. Let me see if there's any more here. Hang on just a minute. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Nikki and Charles for that $75 and then $10. Praying for Charles Lee. That's Charles' son and Grace. Well, we just thank you, Father, for all the chaos that the enemy tries to bring. God, that you bring peace, that you bring peace in the midst of the storm. God, that you bring solidity. And as Charles, you know, walks in his new place of authority with you, God, and I thank you, Jesus, that that he will find himself being successfully. God wants to make Charles Lee successful. He wants him to be successful. He has the ability to be successful. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. And that he will not let anything strip away his blessing. He will not, through bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness or whatever, all those things that we all deal with all the time. I thank you, Lord, that you give him the grace. Give him the grace to forgive and bless. God, we don't have to trust everybody that we forgive. Sometimes we have to hold them out until they prove themselves trustworthy. Amen. We thank you for grace tonight, Father. Grace, God, I thank you, Lord, that you give grace to see that the shortcomings that she has, God, that she will acknowledge them as within her and not within everybody else, and everybody else being the problem. But she has her own issues. Everybody does. The Bible says examine yourself. Every time we take communion, we examine ourselves. And so I thank you, Lord, for teaching Grace how to examine herself in the spirit and learn to live off of God helping correct and bless, so that once you get corrected, you get lined up and God can bless you. If you're out of alignment with God, then God cannot bless you. God's not going to bless people just to be nice. He does it because they're obedient to him. So Nikki and Charles, thank you, Lord, for Nick. We thank you, Lord God, that I keep seeing this whole thing about provision, 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 provision. Thank you, Jesus, for a continual flow of provision, Father, new ways, old ways, everything mixed together, whatever, in the name of Jesus. The reward system of heaven, God, which comes to us from the Father, that when we do things under the Lord, we don't sell ourselves, we don't try to, you know, whatever, we give ourselves away. We give the gospel away. We do that, God's going to reward us no matter what. And I thank you, Lord, for the rewards for Nikki and Charles, God, coming upon them, Father, in Jesus' name. That as they've honored the men of God and the women of God, Father, that great respect, let that great respect come back to them. In Jesus' name, bless Charles with the honor of a man. With being, I was thinking about this today, the word I gave Charles, I think, last night, something about, this, I saw him being greatly satisfied by, you know, men are made to provide. And I saw that part of his life being tremendously satisfied, like almost getting the big head, you know, not really, but, you know, just like he was just so, like, elated, like, wow. Yeah, so thank you, Lord, for blessing that in Jesus' name. And, yeah, give your grace in Jesus' name. Let your provision flow. Father, and your healing power flow through Nikki. Let a new healing anointing that's upon her be released in Jesus' name. Amen. To heal people, not just heal their bodies, but heal their finances, heal their relationships. Yeah, in Jesus' name. All right. Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for blessing Chris. Thank you, Jesus, for Chris, God, that the labor of love, God, that he continues to walk in the labor of love. He does things out of the love of the Father. And the more you stay in love with what you're doing, you know, like God gives you a love for it, and you just love it. You watch over it, you nurture it, you realize that I just keep seeing you like in the Garden of Eden with God. When God walked with Adam in the garden, you know, I just keep seeing your relationship with God being like that, where you're walking in the garden with him. And he's talking to you, you know, and he's speaking to you, and you're listening, and you're asking him questions and asking him for wisdom, and he's giving it to you. Just really simple but powerful. Yeah, like walking in the garden with God. And there's a song, there's an old song. I used to sing that song all the time when I first got saved. You know, I walk in the garden alone. The dew is still on the flowers. And the voice I hear calling. Mm-hmm. Talk about Jesus calling us. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the words right now. Yeah, but that fellowship with God, Chris, that fellowship with God, that pleasure from the Father, that nurturing, he nurtures you and he gets blessed by, he nurtures you and he gets blessed by you. Amen. You are his creation. When you obey him and walk with him, he gets blessed by that. He sees the fruit of his labors and he goes, yeah. That's what I told Jesus. Good job, Jesus. Awesome job, man. You're awesome. Yeah. So that's what he's working out with you. Really, really cool. Yeah. All right, Daniel, $100. Thank you, Daniel, for that $100. We thank you, Jesus, for the success of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for making them successful. Father, for using them as an example of how God can take them from one level to, you know, 10 levels, almost like instantaneously. And I thank you, Jesus, for all the preparation you've been doing in Daniel's life and his family, God, that you're doing a preparation in them, preparing them for success, preparing them for blessing, preparing them for avenues of receiving from God. Amen. In Jesus' name, open up the gates of Daniel's heart, Father, in ways, in places that he's never had them open, so he can receive the blessing of the Lord, the wisdom of God. God's going to give you wisdom how to handle things like he gave Solomon. Amen. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, as you offer up to him what belongs to him, as you give to God, Daniel, what belongs to God, God's going to give to you what belongs to you. Way he does it. That's why he asked Solomon, what do you want? Yeah, that's why he asked him, what do you want? He said, you know, I'm going to bless you because you bless me. All right. Intrica, $100, W Auto Sales, and then the other four, the kids and her and Chris. Thank you, Jesus, for ESW Auto Sales, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of victory. God, we thank you for that. Those new resources, God, in Jesus' name, new avenues open up, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for new maybe, I don't know if it's new companies, or maybe you'll be aware of new companies or new people that want what you have and know that they can, you know, make a way because they know people. They've been using other people that they decided they don't like because they were not honest or something. I don't know what it is. God's going to replace them with you. Somebody sending people to you. I'm not sure how it's going to work. But in the name of Jesus, let that be done with ESW Auto Sales, God. Bless it in Jesus' name. Increase it and multiply it, Father. Father, for Andrea and her family. And thank you for Tyreek, God. We just ask you to bless Tyreek, Father. God, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Let him see that his mistakes are only stepping stones to success, because he will learn from them, not blame others, not blame everybody else, but take accountability and go, God, okay, let's work on this together and teach him how to be a partner with God, being partners with God. God is your friend, Tyreek. He's your friend. He's literally your friend. Yeah, he's your God. He's the glorious God of all creation, but he's also our friend. Because we have a new covenant. And if we do what he says, we're his friends. Amen. So I thank you for that friendship realm with Tyreek, God. All right, Torrey, $10. Thank you, Torrey. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving Torrey wisdom, for crowning him with wisdom, Father, so he can move along twice as fast than most people his age, because he doesn't make the same stupid mistakes. Amen. Or when he does, he corrects it quickly. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that wisdom you're giving Torrey, Father. Hallelujah. On how to, make adjustments as he goes. And that he has the wisdom above his age. Hallelujah. Which causes you to move along faster in life, because you don't have to recover from mistakes all the time. Amen. Yeah. Andrika, $15. Thank you, Andrika. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that offering. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for a new light, the candelabra, the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of putting light on the Word of God. I see you kind of catching some prophetic words, catching some prophetic revelation, and God starting to feed you with prophetic revelation, stuff about Jesus, stuff about business, can be business. Prophetic revelation is in everything. The book of Revelation is all about the revelation of Christ, but it's about big monsters and big, bad people and nations and the whore and the servants of God, the great servants of God, the 144,000. It's about everything. It's about churches, you name it. So God giving her a revelation, Father, from the Holy Spirit, from the candelabra, where the light of God shines on the Word of God in her heart. The Word of God that's in your heart and in your mind, Andrika, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, the spirit of revelation of Christ and for answers, in other words, on wisdom and those kind of things from God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Crown her with that, Lord. All right, Chris, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Jesus, for separating him out, separating him out unto you, Father, where he knows that he's been separated out by you for you to bless him, for you to make a show of his life. You want to use him to show people what it's like, how God can use a regular person and give them supernatural information, supernatural partnerships. God teaching how to work with people around you. God teaching you, Chris, how to work with the people around you in partnerships and trusts. And, because when God brings you people that you're united with, they're there to add to you, amen, in Jesus' name, and show Chris, Father, more and more how to receive that wisdom from those around him, amen, so he can add it to his wisdom and increase and multiply and be blessed. All right, Veronica and Mike from Colorado, thank you, $100. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the mountaintop experiences. Father, I thank you for the mountain, the valley. I got it. It's a song blown up in my spirit, but I don't know where it comes from. I think that's what's the guy's name? Andre Crouch. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. Let me get that word. Oh, here we go. All right. All right, the lyrics of this song just rose in my spirit. I haven't heard this in a long time. Andre Crouch called Through It All. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, I've learned to trust in God. I'm not singing very well tonight at all. Through it all, Mike and Veronica, I've learned to depend upon his word. I've been to lots of places. I've seen lots of faces. There's been times I felt so all alone. but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours. Oh, there he goes. Lonely hours. Yes, Jesus lets me know that I was with him. I was his own. Jesus let me know that I was his own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God. Here's the part that I heard. I saw them, last time I talked to you guys, I saw this huge mountain. It looked like a huge craggy mountain, but it could have been just a lot of trees. I didn't see it in living color. I just saw the roughness of it. And it looked like it had craggy rock, lots of trees. And then here I am tonight getting a song about this. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For I'd never had a problem. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Dude, that's your song for tonight. I mean, that's yours. I mean, that's like that. When I saw those mountains the other day, in the last word that I gave you, it's like thank God for the mountains. You know, you've seen some pretty big mountains, some pretty tall mountains. You've seen, God has shown you the bigness of mountains, how big they are, overwhelming. No way a human being can climb those mountains or cause those mountains to go away or whatever, to conquer them. Amen. God is letting you know tonight. It's all working out for good. Amen. All right, I want to play that song for you. I haven't done this in a long time. I hope it doesn't sound too bad. But I'm going to play that Andre Crouch song, Mike and Veronica. I like being dedicated to you tonight.
Before you scroll away, Democrat.
Here we go. Mike, Brian, this is for you.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I didn't know where I had been wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. But all my trials come to only make me strong. You see, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces. Oh, but yet there were times when I felt like I was all alone. In my lonely hour, it became a precious moment. But Jesus reminded me that I was his own. Now through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, to depend upon his word. Through it all, along through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I've been through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I'm so glad I learned to depend upon it. So now I thank God for the mountain, and I thank Him for the valley. Thank you for the storms that you're bringing me through right now. Oh, for if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in your word could do. But now I can say through it all, through it all. Oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, my sweet boy. Through it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon you. When I cried and cried and cried and cried, I learned to depend upon His word. Oh, sweet Jesus, I've learned to depend upon His word.
All right, Mike and Veronica, that was for you guys. Wow, I haven't heard that song in a long time. We haven't played the song for people or anybody that I know of in a while. So thank you, Jesus, for those mountains and those valleys, God, and all of it. You've given wisdom, God. You put things in Mike and Veronica to be conquerors, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God, you're bringing them to that single-minded place to receive everything God has for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. That new dedication, see, like a new altar has been built or something, a new altar, a new place of, you know, giving yourself to God, a new altar, a place of new worship, of praying, of intercession, of offering your life to Jesus. You know, my God, that's amazing. Man, whenever I see a new altar, that means that you've entered into a new relationship with Jesus. Whoa, a new relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah, bro. That is huge, huge. Through it all, I thought I just should play that. Amen. I'm glad I did. Hopefully you can hear that okay. Hopefully you can hear that okay. Wow. Awesome. To Jeannie from Texas. Okay, you guys, maybe you guys don't know it, but with Sister Ruth, we sent some really, really nice flowers. You know, I'll try to text you pictures of her funeral tomorrow. I'll try to text you pictures maybe tonight of the flowers that we sent. Very, very, very nice. The kind that stands up there, you know, I don't know what it's called, but really, really cool. And I bless Sister Ruth, and her funeral, I think, is tomorrow on Facebook, according to what I'm hearing. So there you go. All right, Andrika, $100. I just get Andrika and Veronica and Mike. Man, my voice is trying to get out. I wish I could stop and gargle some lemon juice. I take care of that, but I can't. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Jeannie, $230. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing, God. Are you strengthening them, God, giving them new strength? When you come out of the season of being weakened through all your work and labors, that God is putting a new anointing, you're connecting to a new anointing, a new refreshing, a new strength from God, and, you know, a new strength of faith. A new strength, this whole thing about patience that we're talking about tonight, that patience have our perfect work, and the only way patience is imparted to us is through rejoicing in our trials, you know, instead of complaining about it. I've talked about how I complained about my trials before. So just, God, just, you know, get me out of this thing. Get me out of it. He said, that's not rejoicing in it. You know, you don't have to be happy about it, Randy. But just understand that I want to take you through it. It's like Andre Kasha's song, through it all. And I thank you, Jesus, for Jeannie, God, giving her new songs, giving her a new worshiping heart, God, at a new level. As she does warfare in 2022, Father, through her worship, just through singing songs around the land, around the property, and wherever she does it, however she does it, that like Jehoshaphat, send out the praisers, God, that I think in 2022 is going to be a year of the praisers. She told me it was a Ruth's daughter told me that it was on Friday. They changed it to Saturday. Okay. Well, I told Ruth's daughter that we sent them even early to make sure they got there. So thank you, LaShawn, for that. Beautiful picture of her. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those already. It's really nice. Thank you for that. So it's Saturday, not tomorrow. Anyway, so they had those flowers. I think the flowers got there today. Make sure they got there in plenty of time. Okay, you know what? I think you're right. I think she did say the 5th. There you go. I messed that up. All right. So she did say that. Okay. So forgive me for that. Ruth's daughter did give me the information here. I'm telling people Friday. All right. Thank God I didn't send out a bunch of stuff for Friday, I don't think. All right. Saturday, 2 o'clock. Awesome. Thank you, LaShawn, for helping me with that. I appreciate it. So, there we go. All right, so Jeannie, and that God's getting ready to strengthen you with a new strength and for 2022, a new strength in your voice, a new strength in your heart, a new strength in your faith. Of course, a new strength in your patience. I mean, the patience of the Holy Spirit. And, to impart a new love, like you tap into a new love for the Lord to, to worship, because the spirit of worship with Jehoshaphat, that kind of thing, warfare being victorious through worship, entering into the treasures of the Lord through his worship, through his sounds of music. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Strengthen Hollis, God, give him strength, Lord. God, we're not 20 in a year anymore, right? We're not 20 or 40. We're more like 50s and all that. Yeah, so we need strength, God. They're doing a lot of work, a whole lot of work. LaShawn, $20. Thank you, LaShawn, for that $20. Thank you for letting me know about, reminding me that it was 225, and I said it was Friday, and it's Saturday. Thank you for letting me know about that. That saved me a little bit of trouble. I'm messing up. Yep. Yes, okay. All right, LaShawn, thank you, Lord, for $20. We thank you, Jesus, for God putting a new song in you, LaShawn. Putting a new song, new songs in you, new worship in you, new praises in you, new the spirit of honor, honoring God through worship, honoring God through song, honoring God through singing, honoring you. You may be like me, you can't sing a lick, but you know what? God looks for the atmosphere that's created through our praises. And when he has me praising him, when he puts a song in me, it's, just like tonight with the Andre Kraft song. I haven't heard that in a long time. All of a sudden, boom, it was released inside of me. That was a song for the Lord. For a particular person, but that's the way he does it. He's going to give you songs for people. He's going to have you singing songs over people and releasing the victory like David did when he prayed the harp before Saul, the demons leaving people to worship in Jesus' name. You're going to see that, a new anointing on that in Jesus' name. All right. Dustia, $5. Thank you, Dustia. Thanks from Pakistan or something. Remember exactly. Anyway, bless you, Dustia. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for that offering. All right. Thank you, Dustia. We just bless you, Dustia. God wants to give you, courage to step out into new areas in your life and break the cycle of just the same old thing, giving you strength and power of courage to step out and step into to new things. You know, sometimes we just we hang loose. We wait on the Lord. And the Lord says, step out now. God's going to give you the strength to step out and get out of the boat and step on the waters. And even though it may be stormy, may not look like a lot's going on, God's showing you how to walk on the water, bro. Showing you how to walk on the water. Amen. All right, Shannon, $10. Thank you, Shannon, for the $10. Thank you, Jesus, for Shannon. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, for the power to succeed in him, Jesus, to succeed in finding himself. That woman, that to have that family. Thank you, Lord, for the power to succeed. Power of success is not just money, as we know, but it is the power to succeed. And the power to succeed is the power given to us to do the will of the Father. True success is not just doing whatever. True success is the strength and courage God gives you to do his will. And when he does that, you succeed at it. God, all the glory, because it's his glory. Amen. So I thank you, Jesus, for Shannon. And thank you, Lord, for giving him that strength, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To succeed, to be successful by listening to the voice of the Lord your God. So the blessings will come on you. Right? And not the cursings, but the blessings. Amen. Thank you, God, for that, in Jesus' name. Open the blessing realm up to my brother, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is that it? I think that's it. All right. About 11 o'clock. Still kind of early, but, yeah, my voice if I could stop and gargle a little bit of lemon juice with water, warm water, I could probably get that voice thing changed over. Because now that I found out what it is, every time my voice does this, that's what the result is. Okay. Okay, thank you, Lou. Thank you, Lisa. And, yes. And Noel. Yes, Noel. How did I miss that? I don't know. Crazy. All right. I think I'm feeling good tonight, as far as I know. But thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for Noel, Father. We thank you, Father, for the power to convince. The power to convince, Father. Once Noelle is convinced on what to do, nothing's going to be able to change her mind. Once you're convinced, the Holy Spirit convicts us. People don't understand the conviction is not like because we're doing something wrong. It is to convict us means to convince us. The word convict means to convince. It means to make sure that we know. Like when I get a word from God, it's like a conviction from the Holy Spirit. He lets me know that this is a word from God. And when I know it's a word from God, like when we did the Trump thing, the Trump and Biden thing, and said that none of his lawsuits were going to produce any results at all, which was a really big word when you think about it. Did like 60 of them. Not one of them did. You know why that happened? Because I was convicted. I was convinced. God showed me that the sovereignty of God was involved in that. For a reason, And once I saw the sovereignty of God, I was convicted or convinced. And once I was convinced, that was it. Done. Over. Capucci. It was finished. Yeah. And so I just stood. It was not always easy every moment, but I just stood on that word. And so that's what he does. So conviction is to be convinced by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Yeah. So if we're believing wrong about something, he'll show us. If he just wants us to know something, he will convict us. He will convince our mind. He will convince us. Not even about changing our mind always. It is convincing our minds. Once I was convinced by God, by the Holy Spirit, Noel, that was it, man. I don't know if you remember that season, but I just stood bold and said, because I was convinced. And I see you walking in this conviction arena of being convinced by God. And once you're convinced by God, you're going to stand strong. You're going to make those decisions and stand strong with them. And even though it may look like, in my case, it looked like that was not going to happen. The Texas lawsuit, that one was probably going to get through, even some of our great attorneys, Christian attorneys, ACLU, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, even he thought that one was going to go through. He didn't talk much. He said that one would go through, and it did not. And so it wasn't like there was no battle with it. It was a huge battle. And in my mind, I'm watching this thing November, December, January, for months it went on. Yeah. And staying in that realm of because the Holy Spirit convicted me, or the Holy Spirit showed me, this is what it is, and that's it. It's not going to change. Nothing. So I see God really, some people think you're just being stubborn, think you're being whatever, but it's not stubbornness at all. It looks like stubbornness to people who don't know what's going on. But it's the fruit of the Spirit and the power of being convinced by God himself. Pretty good word, girl. That's a very good word, actually. When I heard the word convicted, knowing what that meant, it's a lot different meaning than most people think it is. All right. All right, Andre has an appeal court on 210, PCRA, whatever that is, giving $12.55 for him, $27 for Devontae's deliverance. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, I keep hearing your voice, but in your voice is the voice of God. Lisa, I hear you, it's like I know it's your voice, but it's the voice of God in you. Like when Israel, they were in bondage for 420 years, something like that. And finally, one day, somehow, God heard their voice. He heard their cry. Why he didn't hear the cries any other time, I don't know. But all of a sudden, he goes, I hear their cry, Moses, I'm sending you to deliver them. Yeah. So in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for sending your word to deliver. That God's hearing your voice. The voice of God's voice in you, like crying out to God, if you will. The voice of the Lord in you cried out to God. Amen. How can he refuse himself or the voice of his children when it's by the Spirit of God? All right, for Andre, $12.55 for Andre. Thank you, Jesus, for Andre. Lord, we thank you for that PCRA appeals court date, 2-10. When is that? When is that date? 10. It's a week from now. 3-10. It's 2-10 is exactly a week from now. Earlier in the day. All right, so the 10th of February, We thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Lord, for opening up, let him go in there knowing that he's at the mercy of God, not at the mercy of men. He's at the mercy of God, and he will realize he's at the mercy of God and not the mercy of men. Therefore, his source of freedom is the Lord, even though God may use people, but his power to be delivered comes from the Lord. And in Jesus' name, God, have mercy, bless, and may the voice of God in Lisa cry out in his behalf. And, may the voice of this, in Lisa's voice, in Jesus' name, she cries out for that situation. Let it be done, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for showing Lisa more and more how to, she already knows how to do this, of course, but kind of walk in that place of prayer where we enter into. The victory is getting the voice of the Lord to come through our voice, right? That's what victory is the voice of the Spirit to purely come through our voice and declare before God what the Spirit of God wants. Amen. So showing her how to do that, walking that at a brand new level, Father, in Jesus' name, where your prayers cannot be refused. Cannot refuse the Holy Spirit when his voice comes to his children. All right. All right, y'all. Interesting. You just never know when you're going to get a word that's going to change everything. I never know. But sometimes they build up and build up and build up like a... building a foundation, and all of a sudden the building starts going up out of the blue. Boom. The prophetic words move from laying foundational type words to building a new building, right? Going upward now, not just going across the width, the depth, but going up. We're going to start seeing a lot of words. People have received a lot of information from the Holy Spirit. They received a lot of foundational prophetic words. Didn't seem foundational, but it was foundational. You build a foundation, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit starts building. Remember we talked last week about 1 Corinthians 3, where it says, when you build upon with gold and silver and precious stones. Is anything else going to be burned up? We're going to see a lot of building this year. We may even see the building of the temple this year, too. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but sorry for you pre-trib rapture people. That ain't going to happen. You're going to get to watch the beautiful temple. You'll be thankful. You'll get to go visit that temple, hopefully, and it'll be awesome. Just don't get too upset with those who tell you that stuff. All right. Got it, Lisa. Thank you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go gargle some warm lemon water with honey in it, and maybe you run some down my sinuses. Yeah, I've never been a sinus person at all. Never had sinus issues that I know of, and now that I've figured this thing out, it's like mind-boggling. Yeah, so anyway. All right, you guys, I guess we're going to call it a night tonight. I think that's it. Thank you for everything. Thank God for the mountains. And I thank him for the valleys. And I thank him for the things he brought me through. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. Yeah. Amen. What a great, I would have never thought that song just fits in with the message that we spoke about tonight. It really does. I mean, I wish I'd have caught that earlier, but yeah, awesome. All right, y'all, I'm going to call it a night. Thank you very much. It's been great. Hopefully you guys will have a good weekend. It's pretty cold down here in Texas, So, hallelujah. All right. So thank you for being with us. That's it. Bye-bye.